Now, with the latest from the world of technology, this is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenwick.
Let's jump straight in.
Tech Guide.
This was a real effort to push into that growing consumer space, very competitive space in Australia.
Tech Guide.
It does give the user plenty of options, whether you're working or viewing content on the device.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is the Tech Guide Podcast.
Knowing Apple, you just don't know what to expect.
Tech Guide.
They've gone from taking an excellent device and they've made it even better. It's had a redesign inside and out.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick.
Tech Guide, episode 186. Hello and welcome to the podcast that keeps you updated and educated about the latest consumer news, products and opinions. Thanks for listening and thanks for downloading once again. And for your first time listeners, welcome aboard. My name is Stephen Fenwick. I'm the editor of techguide.com.au. On this week's show, 3D printers have arrived at Aldi. Virgin Mobile gets generous with its mobile data. A new reality show streaming service for Australia. And Australia Post issues a warning about an email scam. In the Tech Guide reviews, we take a look at the world's smallest smartphone cable, the device that turns your lounge into a motion ride for movies and games, and the SureShot GPS to shave your score on the course. And we'll finish it off with the Tech Guide Help Desk. And it's all brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi products, and Norton, the company to help keep you and your family safe online. So much to get through. Let's jump straight in. Well, Aldi is quite an interesting store. Not only do you get some bargain prices, but you could be pushing your trolley along and putting in there a packet of Bickies and maybe some dishwashing liquid, maybe some pet food. And this week you'll be able to add to that trolley a 3D printer. Yes, from this week, the special buys area of Aldi, which includes a variety of things that we've noticed in the past, will this week include the Cocoon 3D printer. It will also include the Cocoon 3D pen, as well as 3D filament, which is like the inkjet, the inkjet cartridge for the 3D printer, but I'll explain that in a moment. The Cocoon 3D printer, it's going to be priced at $499, making it one of the cheapest 3D printers on the market. No surprise, you're going to find it at Aldi. 3D printing, for those who aren't fully across it, it gives you the ability to print objects in three dimensions. Now we're talking, say you might need to print out a chess piece, or some other kind of trinket for the house, maybe a part for a toy or a car or something like that, or just something for fun, a pattern. You may want to print a miniature 3D version of the Eiffel Tower. There's all these options for you. You can download plenty of 3D models from the internet that are compatible with the Cocoon 3D printer. And how it works, it feeds the filament, which, as I mentioned, is like the inkjet cartridge for a regular 2D printer. This is the filament, which is plastic, and in some cases you can get other materials, but in this case it's plastic, and it feeds it into the print head, which then it melts that to the shape as it's applying it layer by layer. So it starts at the bottom, works its way to the top. It's got a print bed that's 20 centimetres by 20 centimetres and 18 centimetres high. So that's quite an area. Don't forget, you think about printing, regular printing, you have A4 page. That's just got a height and width. But here, you got height, width, depth. So you got three dimensions you can be printing in. So that's the area that you're allowed, 20 centimetres by 20 by 18 centimetres high. Now, it can read, as I mentioned, the common 3D model files, and it comes with a 10-meter PLA filament, as well as a 2-gig microSD card and some built-in software for you to make your own 3D creations as well. Also available, if you don't want to spring for the printer, there's also the Cocoon 3D pen. This is priced at $79.99, and this allows you to use this device by hand. So pretend the 3D printer has a fixed print bed that goes layer by layer as it prints this three-dimensional object. Now imagine having that print head in your hand. You can, as the filament is coming out at heat, can then be applied to create various constructions. Obviously, you need a very steady hand to make something really, really accurate, but that's why you'd use a 3D printer. To use a 3D pen, you can create patterns and try to replicate. There's a picture on our story on Tech Guide of a butterfly that someone created with a 3D pen. So printing has jumped out of two dimensions, has entered a third dimension at Aldi, and those filaments you can also buy. They're $34.99 each. They're available in four different colours, black, blue, green or grey, because whatever filament's going in, that's the colour of your object. There's a picture on Tech Guide, the filament that's going in is green, and no surprises, the object being printed, which is a small bust of a person, is also green. So check it out, the Cocoon 3D printer on sale this week at Aldi. And you think about it, people thinking, what the hell am I going to use a 3D printer for? Well, you'll be surprised. I'm sure you've had an occasion where maybe a small part on a tool or a device or a toy maybe breaks. It is possible for you to print another one. If it's small enough and you can find the pattern on the internet, or if you're skillful enough, create it yourself, you can print out your own replacement part. Maybe you've stepped on something, a part of a toy or some device or some bit of plastic that you broke. You can try and replicate it using the 3D printer. I've seen many objects like that, like I said, chess pieces. I've even seen phone cases printed out with these 3D printer as well. So spare parts, other household items, it's the limit is your imagination. You want to check that story out, you'll find it at techguide.com.au.
This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Tech Guide.
Keeping you updated and educated.
Well, the battle of the telcos is heating up once again, and this time out, Virgin Mobile has thrown down the gauntlet to the other telcos. They've really laid it out there for them, really challenged the other telcos to match this offer. It's a SIM-only plan, so BYO smartphone, so you already have to have a smartphone. It's only $50 per month. And it is available for customers who switch to Virgin Mobile's network, which is actually powered by the Optus network. And for your trouble, you'll get not only the 4 gigabytes of data for your $50 a month, but you'll receive, if you are switching or upgrading from another plan, you'll receive a bonus 8 gigabytes of data. Now, that will run as long as you, for the life of the plan. As long as you keep that plan going, that is how much data you'll use. And you'll need to sign a contract. Even though it's a SIM-only plan, you get a contract, and that will give you 12 gig of data for $50 a month. If you've got your own phone, 12 gig of data, that's so much. And we're seeing now that other telcos are heading in that direction. They're offering, like a couple of years ago, the most data you could get was like 2 gigabytes. Now, with our hunger for data, so much data use on the go, we're streaming, viewing, looking at apps, uploading, downloading, doing all kinds of things on our devices, and hence the reason why demand for data has certainly increased dramatically. This is an example of meeting that demand, 12 gig of data on Virgin Mobile. If you're a customer already with Virgin, you need to upgrade to this new plan. You do need to have your own phone, remember. So if you need a phone in the deal, this plan is not for you, so you need to go on a different kind of plan. But this is for customers who have got a smartphone. All they need is a SIM and this new plan, and 12 gigabytes are yours. Check out our story at techguide.com.au. Now, who said there were already too many streaming video on demand services? Well, certainly wasn't me. I do have all three. I have Netflix, I have Stan, I have Presto, and I use each a fair bit. So I do cross between all three. But what would you do? What would you say if I told you that there is another one on its way? The other service is called Hey You, and I'm not just yelling at someone passing by here. That is actually the name of that streaming service. It's Hey You, spelled H A Y U, and it's all about reality shows all the time. If you're a reality show junkie, Hey You is going to be your new best friend when it kicks off in March in Australia. It's going to be priced at $5.99 a month with no lock-in contracts. You do get a 30-day free trial to give it a go, but it is a service that's going to offer entire series of the very popular reality programs. And not only that, not only can you dive back in and binge past seasons, you will also be able to view the very latest episodes on the same day they are aired in the US. So that is something that is pretty hard to beat if you are a reality show fan. Now, from the kickoff in March, there are going to be more than 3,000 episodes available to stream and more than 500 episodes added each year. Now, Hey You, some of the shows, I'll go through them in a sec, but what Hey You is doing, it is allowing you, it's built with social media in mind. It's built for sharers. If you're a reality show fan, you must love talking about it. You must love sharing stuff about it. And what Hey You is going to do is allow you to access social media feeds from the shows, from the stars of the show, but also share things, share these short snippets that are selected especially from each particular episode. There might be some particular juicy part of a reality episode, and it is short enough for you to share to your friends on Facebook, Twitter, wherever you want to share that. So it does sort of create a bit of a buzz around that particular episode. Pretty smart. Now, the shows. I know you're dying to know what shows are on this service. Well, let's go through them. And of course, people are saying, well, it has to include Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And yes, it does. All 12 seasons. And the new season, when it does hit the airwaves, you'll receive the same day on Hey You as well. Now, other shows are Botched, Flipping Out, which is like a flip house show, like multi-million dollar homes trying to bought and then renovated and then sold. So that's what flipping is. I Am Kate, which is the groundbreaking series about the life of Caitlyn Jenner, formerly Bruce Jenner, and his new journey as a transgender woman. There's also Made in Chelsea, Million Dollar Listing, Shars of Sunset, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, The Real Housewives of New York City. There's also Top Chef. So a pretty decent offering there. If you are a reality show fan, these are all yours. You can go back. There's a box set feature that allows you to go back through these seasons. And some shows have got, as I said, the Kardashian show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, has had 12 seasons. Made in Chelsea's had 10 seasons. Plenty to dive back into. Real Housewives of New York City, 7 seasons. Botched, 3 seasons. Flipping Out, 8 seasons. So much to see here. And they will be adding to those all the time as well. $5.99. If you love your reality shows, it is on tap here. You can view it on your phone, on your tablet. You can view it on your connected TV, on your computer. Really easy access. So if you've got multiple devices, you can handle it. You'll never, ever be away from your favorite reality shows. Check out our story with some images of some screenshots for the new service. Hey You, and I mean you, go to techguide.com.au to check it out.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Now, here's a serious story that has come out of Australia Post. Now, there is a series of emails doing the round that appear to be from Australia Post. Now, Australia Post has gone so far as to be warning people about this. It was listed as a warning for January and February 2016 on their website, warning them about this phishing email. Now, phishing, that's spelled with a PH. PHISHING. A phishing email is an email that's designed to fool you into thinking it's real. In this case, it's from Australia Post. Now, the email, which I've received a couple of times, I might add, I've received it twice, But I kind of knew that it was bull. I kind of knew it was fake. So I didn't click on the link. I use a Mac anyway, and the file that you would install on your computer is a Windows file anyway. So I was kind of saved there anyway, but I didn't click on it. So the email that you receive appears to be from Australia Post. There is a logo there, and at first glance, you're thinking, well, hey, this is from Australia Post. And the large writing on the email says, a package was attempted delivery, you weren't home, and click here to save the shipping label. There's another version that says, click here to download the package info. And what that does, it does one of two things. One, the first option, it installs ransomware. So what that does, it goes into your computer, installs itself on your machine, and then locks your machine up, all your files, all your data, and displays a message to say, to access your files again, click here, pay us X amount of dollars. That's ransomware. That is real. That is happening. Now, the other thing that happens if you click on the link on the email, the fake email, is that it installs a malicious virus, malicious software. Now, in some instances, and I've heard from readers and listeners from our radio segments, that some people, even with security software trying to clean it up, have not been successful. They've had to totally wipe their computer and start again from a backup. Now, if you didn't have a backup, you're in all sorts of trouble. If you have if you've got ransomware and they're demanding money to unlock your files and you don't have a backup, you're in all sorts of trouble as well. If you do have a backup, you can tell them to go jump and wipe your computer and start again and be careful next time. So really a real worry here for so many innocent people who've innocently thought, I'm expecting a package, what was it? And they've gone ahead and downloaded this. These cyber criminals are becoming even more sophisticated. This is a classic example of a phishing email that has duped a lot of people. Now, how do you know this is a fake email? Even though it says Australia Post in the address line, anyone can write whatever they want their email to appear to come from. If my email address is ABC123Stephen, I can make my name Australia Post if I wanted to just by changing that in my preferences. Now, in this case, you click on the word Australia Post in the address line and you'll find, and I'll put these pictures up on my story on Tech Guide, you'll find they are just random emails from one says forum@chekhov.info, another one says chelly@invibio.de. That's not Australia Post. And Australia Post, you've got to remember, is not always going to have your email address. There is ways to register for email alerts and things like that, but they are not going to have everyone's email address. So don't assume that they know your email address. So clicking on that little name in the address line is a dead giveaway. Also, take a close look at the text. The text, it's written really poorly, like someone who doesn't speak English properly. So it's probably coming out of Russia or the Ukraine, some of those places where this is a high living for someone sending out these phishing emails. So check that out as well. If there's any doubt, leave it out, delete it, don't risk it. Now, if you don't have internet security software already that would warn you about this stuff and potentially help you with your backup and your restore of your computer, then you are running the gauntlet here. Then you're on your own. You do need security software. You do need it to be up to date. So keep safe out there. If you want to read all about that story, it's on techguide.com.au. The Tech Guide podcast is proudly sponsored by Netgear, Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand. And do you have Netflix? Well, if you've got Netflix, you need to get a Netgear Nighthawk X4S modem router and take your gaming, movies, and streaming to the next level this summer. With MU MIMO, that stands for multi-user, multiple input, multiple output, and quad stream technology, you'll enjoy faster speeds, reduced buffering and lag, and simultaneous streaming to all your devices, so there's less waiting for your favorite movies to load. And with increased range from 4 high-powered antennas and amplifiers to increase your coverage, dependability, and performance, you can enjoy smooth streaming all summer long. Visit netgear.com.au to learn more.
Tech Guide.
Now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fennett. Tech Guide.
kicking off the review is the InCharge cable. Not just any old cable. This is the world's smallest smartphone cable. Now, how often have you been out and the times where you needed a cable, you don't have one? Carrying a cable is a bit of a hassle. Unless you go, if you've got a bag, that's okay. But how about carrying them with you all the time? Not something you'd really think about doing. Until now, this InCharge smartphone cable is the world's smallest. It is only 4 centimeters long when it's folded up, 7 millimeters wide. It's available with an iPhone connector, so for iOS device with Lightning connector, or with a micro USB connection. And how it works is that each end of the cable, and when it's unfolded, the cable is less than 8 centimeters long. When it's totally unfolded, there are magnets on the end of the connectors that when they're brought together, they form a loop. So you can put it on your key ring. You can make it the loop around your headphones. You can put it on your clothing. You can always carry it with you. There are pictures on Tech Guide. It is wrapped around a key ring. So really easy to carry this around, and it is smaller than a key. So if you're out and about and you need to connect your computer to get some charge, or if you need to get some transfer some data, you can do that as well. So the cable, which is available in a number of colors, it's only $12.50, so it's pretty cheap. And it is easy to connect the USB, then connect your device on the go. This can fit on your keyring. There are pictures of me holding it. It is tiny. It is the world's smallest smartphone cable. Really easy to use, really handy to have with you for those times when you need a cable. You think about it. You do need a cable quite often. If you've got one of those portable batteries, you can charge up your device. If you need to connect to your computer, maybe transfer some data or upload some data to your phone, the cable is there for you all the time. You want to check it out? You can have a look at our story at techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finney.
Tech Guide.
Now, here's a fun device that we saw at CES. It will be out soon. It's just started. It just began a Kickstarter campaign so it can achieve funding to go into production. It's called Immersit. Now, this is a product that turns your couch into a motion ride that corresponds with the movie or the game you happen to be playing. Now, what happens, it fits, this is a mechanism that fits under the 4 feet of your chair, of your couch, or your bed, and it then connects and synchronizes to the film you're watching and accesses the film's motion code. There are films with D-Box codes on them, that's a motion code, that then can relay that information to give you feedback as to what's happening on the screen. For example, if in the film you are in, it's like you're in the cockpit of an X-Wing in Star Wars. When the X-Wing swings left and right, the couch moves left and right in time with that action on the screen. So you feel like you're part of the movie. You've heard of 2D. You've heard of 3D. Well, this is 4D because the motion adds another dimension to your experience. As I said, it's just started its Kickstarter campaign. It's got some patented motion technology on board. So it is trying to raise funds to get this device into mass production. The prototype was shown at CES, and it really created a stir, really grabbed a lot of attention. And it offers the potential to totally change your movie viewing experience at home. Because you think about it, it's been a while since there's been some serious innovation. 3D was kind of an innovation, but didn't really set the world on fire. Here is another attempt to improve that experience. And there are already hundreds of films that have motion codes built into them. So, and that database is growing each week. So the latest films and more movies are going to have these motion codes so you can get in on the ride and enjoy it like you've never done it before. So it can be used when you're watching Blu-rays, a DVD, Apple TV, and even other streaming sources like Netflix. You'll be able to access that motion code of whatever you're watching. No other additional hardware is required with Immersit because it transmits the motion codes to the devices that are sitting under your furniture. So you can enjoy your movies, feel like you're in the movie like never before. You can imagine feeling the explosions, the car chases, and all these effects on the screen physically translated into the wherever you're sitting, whether it's in a chair, on a couch, or even you laying in bed watching the TV in the bedroom. Immerse it. It's coming soon. The Kickstarter campaign has just kicked off and is definitely worth checking out. There is a video. There is also a link to their Kickstarter campaign. Definitely worth checking out at techguide.com.au. We love hitting the golf course, and what I like even more is hitting the golf course with the GPS, and the latest is the SureShot GPS. This is the new Hero 750X. Now, this is a handheld device that's like your caddy on the field, on the course. You know, when you need a little bit of advice, what club you're going to use, you know, the distances precisely, you know, the distances to the front of the green, the back of the green, the distance to the hazards, the carry distances, the layup distances. All that information is at your fingertips with this new GPS device. It's got a color 2.2-inch trans-reflective screen, so really easy to read, even in bright sunlight. It's got automatic course recognition, so as soon as you walk up to the first tee, it'll know where you are, what hole you're on. Australian and New Zealand courses are preloaded, and if you are heading overseas, you can access SureShot GPS's database of more than 10,000 international courses, so you can check before you go whether the course is in the database. With 10,000 in the database, chances are good that it's going to be there. You can view distances, as I said. You can even measure the distances you hit with certain clubs, so you can note that you hit your driver off the tee. You can then measure, maybe it was a one, like your driver, you can measure that, you can remember that in the memory. Maybe your second shot might have been maybe a four iron, and you can measure where you started. It'll also measure where it landed, so you can note that as your four iron. So you can build this library of distances for your clubs. And one of the most common mistakes on a golf course, and golfers, you can relate to this, is misjudging distances and thereby using the wrong club, too much club, not enough club. That is a common mistake in golf, but something when you've got the SureShot GPS, it is a mistake you can avoid. It is also water resistant, so you can, if it does start to rain, don't panic, it's going to be okay. Device is really easy to read, very simple layout. There's a unique feature of this product. You can even create your own map or edit existing maps. So maybe you want to add your own information, add your own touch, so that you recognize it or want to be reminded of certain things when you play that hole. It is a great way to build up your local knowledge and keep it there on the device. The SureShot GPS Hero 750X, it'll be there when you need it. It's $299, and you can read all about it at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
The Tech Guide podcast is also sponsored by Norton, the company that helps keep you and your family safe online. And today, we live in a world where cyber criminals are working overtime, trying to find new ways to steal your personal information. The team at Norton is dedicated to keeping people safe online, no matter how they connect. So whether you're paying bills on your phone, shopping on your tablet, or banking on your laptop, Norton's latest internet security solution, Norton Security Premium, is working behind the scenes to keep your information, your identity, and your devices protected. It also comes with secure PC cloud backup, so you can back up and save your personal files, photos and videos, and other memories that live on your device. For more information about Norton Security Premium and how to protect your online life, check out au.norton.com.
Tech Guide. Now, answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
Okay, our Tech Guide Help Desk is about a serious issue affecting iPhone users, and a shout out to Mark Turton for pointing this out to us. Yeah, we did. It was on our radar, but his email encouraging us to talk about it on the help desk made it so. That's what we're doing right now. Thanks, Mark, for your inquiry. We have done some homework, as we promised, and there is a solution to the problem. Now, let's go through the problem first of all. Now, error 53 has been a common error message that people have been receiving after they've replaced a screen or a touch ID sensor on their iPhones. So when they go to update the iOS, the device locks up with this error 53 message, which basically turns the iPhone into a brick. Now, Apple have commented on this already, that they're saying that error 53 is actually a security feature which is designed to protect your personal information, but a lot of people are wondering whether it is actually an error on Apple's part. Is it some kind of hardware slash software glitch that occurs when an unauthorized Touch ID sensor, so if you replace your screen, which includes the Touch ID sensor, if it is replaced, it is Apple believe, this is what they're saying, that it could potentially give people unauthorized access to your fingerprint data. So the Touch ID is linked to the screen. It's linked to the security of your phone, obviously. And error 53 is, according to Apple, a kind of, no, we're not going to work because we're scared that there's going to be a security issue here and the device is locked up. Now, a lot of people, as I mentioned, are saying, well, no, it's a bug on Apple's side. So the hardware checker that tries to check all your hardware is genuine trips over this line of code that comes up when it tries to access this new Touch ID. So other people are speculating that it's Apple's way of trying to weed out the counterfeit Touch ID screens. Because you think about it, it's massive business replacing iPhone screens. They all break. You drop it, it breaks. It's $150 to replace it. It's pretty lucrative business. And naturally, there'd be people making screens, opportunistic people who want to try to sell these screens to those kiosks in those shopping centers and put them on your iPhone. Well, Apple are saying, nah, it's got to be a genuine Apple replacement part or we're going to throw up this error 53. Well, some people have reported that it was a genuine touchscreen that was put in and they're still getting this error message. Only happens when you try to upgrade your iOS 9, bricks the phone, and everyone's in all sorts of strife. Now, how can you fix it? Well, there are some suggestions, and as I said, we've done our homework. The first is to wipe your registry clean. The registry is where every time you install a program, the registry then logs that data. So if you can clean that registry, you can do it on your Mac when you connect your phone to your Mac or on Windows as well. Just then restart your PC and then try to restart your device again when it's connected to it. So that wipes the registry when it's connected to your computer. The other thing you can try is wiping clean junk files. Apparently, again, if it's connected to your Mac or your Windows machine, there is software that can help you try to do that. And some people have reported that the error is actually fixed this way. Update your drivers, do your Windows updates as well. The other thing to do is try to reinstall iTunes on your computer and then go through that process again. And the most successful one, from what we've heard, is that people restoring the iPhone with the original Touch ID button. Now, the button can be retrieved possibly from your old screen and then used with the new screen. That, in some cases, has been enough to get around this error. Very frustrating. There will be more. I think Apple are working on something to fix this up, I'm sure. We'll keep you updated. But up until now, that is all we know. They are the potential solutions. And Mark, we hope you can get some of that information and get your iPhone up and running again. We appreciate you listening to Tech Guide. And if anyone else has any questions or any kind of problems they're having, we'd love to hear from you. So send us an email at info@techguide.com.au. And that is our show for this week. You can read about everything we've spoken about at techguide.com.au. And feel free to get in touch with us, info@techguide.com.au. You can tweet me. I'm at Stephen Fennick, and that's Stephen spelt with a PH. We'd love you to also leave a review on iTunes if you enjoy the show. A special thanks, too, to our sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs, and Norton, the company that helps keep you, your family, and your devices safe online. Thanks for listening. Been great having you with us once again. We look forward to you joining us again next week. So until then, stay safe and stay connected.